The VMFA joined the governor's delegation in Cuba for the state's first marketing expedition since Cuba and the U.S. started working to normalize relations. VMFA director Alex Nurgis says they're hoping for a future collaboration with the Museum of Fine Arts in Havana. And while the partnership would be new, Cuban art has actually long been making its way off the island, says Lillian Manzor, associate professor of modern languages and literature at the University of Miami.
Cuban artists travel, until recently less to the U.S. than other places, but Cuban artists travel all over Europe, to Latin America, to Asia.
The additional freedom Cuba has allowed artists for decades means art has been a lucrative export, according to Ted Picone, a senior fellow with the Latin America Initiative at the Brookings Institute.
Artists have done, ironically, very well financially because they've also been allowed to sell their artwork internationally, and including in the United States. This is an exception to the embargo.
Ironic because art was so integral in the Cuban socialist revolution. And while a museum partnership with Havana will likely draw from that long history, Cubans are also hoping that fresh opportunities like this one will drive future economic growth.
This is part of the Cuban export to the world that they're very proud of, and that is going to become, and already is, an important driver of their economic growth, especially within the tourism sector.
And while no partnership between the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and the Museum of Fine Arts in Havana has been confirmed yet, any agreement would be sure to drive interest for the museum as well, exporting the culture of Cuba to Richmond. I'm Wes Williams reporting.